was coming out of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the sound of a boiling kettle due to his crying, his excessive crying. In other words, because Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, so the sound that could be heard emanating from his body, from his Mubarak self, was the sound of a boiling kettle. Can you imagine what cry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? So this khashyat is something that is encouraged. In fact, it is something that a person should be working towards, that everything he looks at, he takes lesson, that this is reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore you find Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that he has compiled a poem after he had an eye operation. And then he has compiled a poem, famous poem known as Sher-e Qudrat, that everything he speaks about, whether he sees the birds, the rays of the sun, the drops of rain, whether he sees just food, or the ayats of the Quran, verses of the Quran, the kindness that the parent shows to the child, the kindness that people show, the kindness that animals show, everything he says, Mene tumi dekha hu, here. That Mene tumi dekha hu, that I have seen you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every bit of kindness, in the rays of the sun, I have seen you in the rays of the sun, in the drops of rain, in the food, in the Quran, in the ayat of the Quran. So different things. Everything they see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person, he was trying to act intelligent. You know, you'll always get some person who's trying to act good, and then you get somebody who wants to mock at him. So there was one pious person, he reached the stage, this maqam of marifat. So he reached the stage, and then he says, everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything I see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person was mocking him, he said, what if you see a donkey? So then he gave a very nice reply to this person. He said, if I see a donkey, then I see you. Then I see you. Because a person can't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything, then he himself must be a donkey. So anyway, this is the greatness. So this sort of thing is something that is encouraged, that a person brings such khashyat, that everything reminds him of akhirat, everything reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith an Anas radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, inna Allah amarani an aqra alayka lam yakuni alladhina kafaru. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b was known as the Qari of this ummah. He was a very, very, very prolific reciter of Quran. His tajweed and his qiraat and his reciting. So therefore he was aqra'u hadhal ummah, hadhihi al-ummah. He was the most profound as far as the Quran Sharif was concerned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me an aqra' alayka, that I read to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me that I recite to you. Imagine. Allah has commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I recite to you the surah Lam yakuni alladhina kafaru. Qala wa sammani. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention me by name. Qala na'am. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, Allah Pak mentioned you by name. Fabaka Ubay. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu began to cry. He began to cry profusely. The reason for this was out of happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned me by name. He got so happy, he started crying. So everything reminded them and took them closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point ulama take out from this is that a seeker should always be humble before his teacher. That he shouldn't feel good that Allah Pak mentioned me and now he starts thinking, but he humbled himself and he started crying. That Allah Pak thought of me, so he thought of his weakness and he started crying. Another thing ulama explained from this hadith is that it is permissible to cry out of happiness. Where you get, sometimes a person cries out of sadness, out of fear. Sometimes you cry out of happiness. So it's also proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this sahabi began to cry out of happiness that Allah Pak had mentioned me. He felt so happy about it that he began to cry. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us this level of khashyat. This is something that is encouraged, especially coming in the month of Ramadan. Allah mentions, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, that this fasting has been prescribed for you like it has been prescribed for those before you, so that you may get this ability, to simple translation, to take care of yourself, to look after yourself. Therefore ulama, they give this example of defensive driving, especially going into the month of Ramadan. One is, you get a person, he comes onto, as he's driving, and then suddenly something happens. At that point, he tries to avoid the accident. And one is, you get a person who does defensive, meaning he's actively looking to see how he can avoid a situation where there's any type of accident. So this khashyat is the thing that creates a person, creates that like ABS braking system in a person, where he actively now can avoid the situations where he falls into sin. So this month of Ramadan is coming, so therefore ulama explained that a person should actively do like defensive driving. That he should be careful that I don't even go to places where I can meet an accident with my eye, I can meet an accident with my ear, meaning I can see the wrong thing, I can hear the wrong thing. Or I sit in such gatherings where I can accidentally make a mistake with my tongue. Everyone is sitting there for a bribe, and they are all sitting and talking. It is the month of Ramadan. So I can accidentally say the wrong thing and make ghibat about somebody. So therefore we got to be very, very careful, especially in the month of Ramadan coming, that we take extra precaution to be careful. Otherwise these moments can be wasted very, very quickly. In fact, we look at the Ramadan of the pious elders, that every second they would value. And Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel rahmatullahi would say, like many of the pious, he would also say that as the days of Ramadan are coming, you can sense that he's coming by the morning. As the freshness and the air of the morning, you can sense that the month of Ramadan is coming, and they get more and more excited that such a Mubarak month is coming. So before we know it, the month of Ramadan will come. Intelligent is that person that takes out the time and looks after his time in the month of Ramadan and doesn't utilize it for any fruitless and useless activities, following sports, in unnecessary dawahs, unnecessary bribes, etc. But he utilizes his time practically so that he can gain maximum benefit, and at the same time he can gain his khashyat and his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actively he will stay away from those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue with this hadith series inshallah after 3 weeks. I'm leaving today for Safar for Umrah inshallah. Request all the brothers for duas. Allah Pak, take us safely and bring us back safely inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.